It's time now for a visit with an electee from the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame. Now here's John Morris with one of Baylor's all-time greats.
Really looking forward to the 2019 Baylor Athletics Hall of Fame Wall of Honor Banquet. It comes up November 22nd. We'll give you details on how you can be there to see as a great group is inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame and Wall of Honor this year. That great group includes representing Baylor softball, Lisa Ferguson Murphy, who joins us this morning. And Lisa, welcome to you, and congratulations on the honor. What a great and deserving honor for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm very excited and very honored to receive this.
Well, it's great. It really is. And you are so deserving. What was your reaction when Walter Abercrombie gave you the call?
I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. You know, I was there to support Chelsea last year when she got it. So I was really excited to get to join a teammate and really a friend I've had for over 20 years.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. So you have a taste of what the banquet is like, having been there. And you know everybody, who does an acceptance speech, you know they stick to the 5-minute limit, right?
I've seen that.
Yeah. They strict 5-minute limit there.
Yes, it is.
Which I don't know how people do that. I always say, hey, this is your time to thank a lot of people and tell some great stories. So it's always a really fun event.
Yes, it was fun.
So let's reminisce a little bit. Let's go back down memory lane. Your career here at Baylor, with Coach Moore and Coach Lumley and Brittany Sneed Newman, the staff that's still in place here. What was it like playing for them, for that staff here at Baylor?
They're just such a balanced coaching staff. They each bring something different to the table as far as their knowledge of the game and also their, I guess you could say, their personalities. You know, they bring a good balance that makes it easy for the team to mesh and also play for them because they have such a passion for the game and such a good knowledge for the game.
Yeah, that's great. That's well said. And playing at Getterman Stadium, one of the best softball stadiums in the country, really. I mean, it had to have been just overall a great experience for you.
It was. And, you know, it was so cool because that, you know, I saw that stadium but as a sophomore in high school. And so that was home for me. So that set a high standard for quality of stadiums.
That is for sure. That's exactly right. Hey, help me remember, we were talking about 2007, and was there a game in the regular season? Did you beat A&M at Getterman Stadium to win the Big 12 title?
We did.
Yeah. Tell everybody about that game. I just remember it was an electric atmosphere.
It was. It was the game that mattered. We won the Big 12 by half a game. So if we lost it, I think, honestly, might have gotten third in the Big 12 or second.
Oh, wow. Okay.
At least second. So it had a huge there was a lot going on that game. And we actually went to the 10th inning. It was 3-3.
Wow.
and at the end of the 7th inning. And then we would score, and then they would score. Or they would score, then we would score. And then in the 10th inning, held them. And then Chelsea Lake stole home.
Wow. Chelsea stealing home. How about that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. A catcher stole home. Yeah. Made a big deal. So it's pretty big stolen base for her.
Well,
that
was such a big game. Did you pitch that game? Did you start that game?
I started that game, but Kirsten came in and finished it and
okay.
did amazing.
All right, great. Well, that's one of the great memories. And then, lo and behold, y'all end up playing A&M in the Women's College World Series that year, and you got the win in Oklahoma City.
We did. We knew it was going to be a tough game because it's really hard to beat a good team three times in one season and not lose at least, you know, a game. And so that was a pretty big deal to play them. It wasn't a preference. We didn't want a Big 12 team to go home that day, but we didn't want to be the one to go home.
Wow. That was a great, great game, great season. Baylor's first ever Women's College World Series team in 2007. You were a big part of that. Let's go back to the Super Regional. You hosted the regional and then hosted the Super Regional against Michigan. And Michigan, you know, real traditional Big Ten power in softball, but y'all won it to get to the World Series.
We did, and they had won the national title just 2 years before.
Oh,
so
wow.
They had recently, you know, had that hot top success. So that was a lot of fun getting to play them. And, you know, we were 8 seed, they were 9 seed. So it was supposed to be three game series just like it was. And exciting, just like it was.
Very cool. And then back to the regular season, I think this was the same year, it was 07, right, when Arizona came to town, and you got a couple of wins over Arizona before you met up with them in the World Series. But that was a big series here in Waco, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And we actually lost the first game. They beat us, not bad, but we didn't score a run, and she had a lot of strikeouts that game, so it was a big deal to come back and win the next two.
Wow. They were number two in the nation at that point, so that was huge. Yeah, that's great. What about we remember you and probably most of the pictures, if not all the pictures of you pitching at Baylor. You've got sunglasses on. And there was a reason for that, right? I mean, you were cool for sure, but there was a kind of a functional reason that you wore sunglasses also.
Well, you know, I even teach some of the girls I coach now, if they show a lot of emotion at practice, I suggest, hey, you know what, maybe you should wear some sunglasses to hide your face,
yeah,
or at least hide your eyes so that not everyone can see how frustrated you are. So they definitely served a good purpose to conceal emotions. But the honest truth is, my eye doctor as a young kid told me to wear sunglasses or a hat every time I walked outside because I used to have white blonde hair and blue eyes. So it also helped out that.
Yeah, makes sense. I'm very, very, very functional reason, you know, for going with the sun. It worked out well for you. I think it added to your intimidation factor, right? No, it really did. Well, when you think back on your time at Baylor, not just athletically, but academically and everything else, the total Baylor experience, what stands out in your mind?
I just really enjoyed the years down in Waco. It was, it's a lot different town to me now that I go back than it was when I was there. To me, it was smaller. Some people didn't even know where Waco was. It's just a beautiful campus and a unique town with a lot of history. And I feel really fortunate to have gone to school there. I'm still a proud Bear. I just enjoyed all of it. I felt like it was home.
That's great. Yeah, things have changed in Waco over the last 12 years, haven't they, since you graduated?
Yes, I went through campus last year. My mom and I were down for a game, and I went to turn down a road that was no longer a road. There was a building in front of me, and the whole town. I don't even know, other than the places like George's and Ninfa's with the good food, I don't even know the best restaurants to go to.
That's
that are
great.
New anymore.
That's great. Well, tell everybody, catch everybody up on your family and what you're doing now.
Well, I'm married. I've been married for about 5.5 years, and we have a little girl. Her name is Cora. She's not playing softball yet.
Not yet.
She's more into dance and gymnastics, so we've got her doing that kind of stuff. And I do pitching lessons around DSW, really more out. I live in Weatherford, so
okay,
more out closer to home.
Okay.
And I've been doing that on my own for over 7 years, and I can't think of a better way to spend my time with, I guess you could call it, it's a job, but it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, that's great. Now, I'm guessing, in that area especially, there's lots of, lots of young girls that would want to get your lessons, right? You're pretty busy?
There are a lot of girls. I am busy. I do lessons 5 nights a week.
Wow.
And I've had, I send off a few girls to go to college each year, that some that I've coached 8 or 9 years, so that I feel like they're my kid at that point. It's a lot of fun.
What age do you work with?
I start off as early as they can start. So
okay.
I've coached girls as young as 7, and that's actually a really fun age. They can't focus the full time, but they pick up on it, and we have a lot of fun. And then I have girls that come back from college in between seasons.
Oh, wow. Very cool. But Cora, not yet.
Not yet. We throw a ball around the house, and
yeah,
Sometimes she picks it up with her right hand, sometimes she picks it up with her left hand, so we just have fun. I try not to push it. It was never pushed on me. I was just encouraged, if you want this, you have to work hard, so I want the same for her.
Boy, that sounds really smart, and it certainly worked out well for you. You had a great career here and been elected to the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame, and congratulations on that. We look forward to the banquet in November and look forward to seeing you then.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, great to visit with you. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa Ferguson Murphy, former Baylor softball great.